$6,000, and there was one that came in to do both of them for $314,000. 2019 tenders were received, and one of them for St. Stephen's, it came in at $115,000. And in those previous tender RFPs that were put out, we had received in most cases several people putting, or contractors putting in for the project. And actually in 2019, St. Stephen's and Hemlock were put in, and it was going to be a total contract amount of $143,000. And Hemlock Church was done at that time for approximately, I think it was $63,000, $64,000. So the options are not getting greater for the amount of contractors who are willing to put in for these. And the fact that we have received an approval for a little over $161,000 from the NOHSC, I can't understand why the township and council would not be moving forward on this project. The Schedule B of the agreement with NOHSC puts the total funding, it was $161,000 coming from NOHSC. So the agreement itself required that, scope of the project was, we had put in for, when we put in the application, construction soft costs, $23,000, excavation, raising the structure, $80,000, backfilling excavated site, and at $10,000, and the costs, so that would fall under the what the tender is coming at now, via the opening tender results, would cover that portion. For the NOHFC application, the remaining costs that we would have to ensure that we fulfill to complete what was put in the application are: remove chimney, paint the exterior, and we had put in a cost for $10,000. We had sort of received an informal quote on painting Hemlock at approximately $10,000, and replace windows. And we recently had the tender put out for Hemlock to replace the windows, and the successful bidder replaced new windows and new door at Hemlock came in at $21,799. So potentially the costs that the township at this point in time has to ensure are the so $161,000, that's what this what the NOHFC is going to be providing. The tender that we received here was approximately 160 something thousand.
169.5.
Yeah. So that covers that portion. So there's an additional, probably, we'll say 50,000. We have currently in reserves, and this is why this money was put in reserves all these years, was for this project, ensure that this project was completed. And currently for the cultural reserve, is $74,750, and for the historical committee reserve, there's $16,006, and historical committee reserve St. Stephen's is $17,000, brings us to a total of $108,000. So we have money in reserve to complete this project, and now would be the time to make those transfers from reserve to ensure that this project gets done. We've never received, had the opportunity for $161,000 of funding for a project like this, even though we had put in applications throughout the years.
and money left over, roughly 50,000 left over even after taking that money out of reserves, if I'm right. Just listening to your math anyhow, that seems to be around that number anyhow, right? In other words, we'd take the money out of reserves and still have 50,000 approximately left in reserves from the various, there were three reserves you mentioned, right? So the cultural, I've already forgotten the
and
others.
And then two St. Stephen's, historical committee reserves.
Right.
Perfect.
So just to want to add on that, the NHFC grant covers the full project, which includes the foundation, the windows, doors, siding. So we $161,000 we cannot spend just on the foundation. It's for the full project. So if you need to do other things like doors, windows, siding, anything else, we are looking at least $70,000 to $100,000.
$72,000.
Because based on the Hemlock Church, tender, we got it, and we approved it for $70,000, which covers windows, doors, and the siding, right?
Yeah, but with the NOHSC application, we never said we're replacing the siding. It says paint.
Deciding. Yeah, the painting. So I'm saying, like, the painting.
So then that's $10,000 compared to
$50,000. Right.
And so, and as well, there's an expectation that if there were cost overruns in the fulfillment of our obligations for this agreement, that the township would come up with the required funding, which we actually passed a resolution to ensure that we would be meeting any cost overruns.
It's coming up. We haven't got that yet.
We passed one already in... When we put in for the application, we had to have a resolution indicating that the township would cover any of cost overruns.
Okay. The question is, Roshan said too, I think, depends on how much NOHFC is going to claw back. That'll all depend on how much township wants to put in from our budgets into that project. If they claw back an exorbitant amount, then we're going to have to really reconsider. If it's a small amount, then that's fine, but I'm not sure how we get that information.
The approval letter says we're approved for $161,000.
Yeah, but that's for the full project.
In our portion for that project, the recipient's portion was $17,940.
Right. What I'm asking now is that as soon as you take those other things out of the foundation, you're just doing foundation, the grant wasn't, it was for everything, as Roshan said. So what are they going to claw back out of what they're promising us? They said that's a full project. That's what we're basing our, well, they're going to take some of that money back now because it's not going to be a full, you're saying it's still going to be a full project.
Yes.
But they might say, you know, we're basing this and suddenly your figures have gone up now because... You're putting some of the money in. You're going to be putting in more than what you said you were going to put in. Maybe they won't care. I don't know.
Okay, well, on May 10th, 2022, the council passed this resolution. Whereas the council of the Township of McKellar has applied for a grant from Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, to aid in the renovation of St. Stephen's Church located in Broadbent. And whereas further to information dated April 29th, 2022, as feedback related to the NOHFC project file number 7500075. One of the requirements for the grant to be considered is a resolution from council supporting the project financially. And whereas the council of the Township of McKellar deems it appropriate to proceed with this worthwhile project as a budgeted item, now therefore be it resolved that the council of the Township of McKellar does hereby agree to financially support this renovation project moving forward in a timely manner. And further be it resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar does hereby assure the NOHFC that the Township of McKellar will aid in the funding of this renovation project and will cover any legitimate cost overruns beyond those costs funded by NOHFC grant that might occur as a result of the completion of the project. So they expect, I believe, that what we have put in the application, lifting it up, excavating new foundation, plus painting it, removal of chimney, and replacement of windows. So if the fulfillment of those part of the agreement are met. I don't see anything in the agreement that says that, like, I don't see any clauses that say that they're not going to fund the, it's a concern possibly, but I don't see it in the agreement, considering when we gave the resolution that we will meet any cost overruns, which is a legitimate expectation, because with any project there is the potential for cost overruns and possibly significant cost overruns.
Roshan?
So I did ask the advisor of the NHFC regarding our tender and mentioned to him that we recently got the tender, and which is over the whatever you just providing us the grant, and he told me that there's a three option. One is the change the scope of the project. Second, delay the project. Third, you have to come up the remaining money to fulfill the full complete the whole project. Fourth is that you find another grant to cover the balance of the amount.
So that works out. Option number three. Works out in this circumstance. We don't want to change the scope of the project because there's a chance we might not receive the funding we require. We don't want to delay the project because will we ever have an opportunity like this again? Now that we've been applying on applications, for a grant, I think that this, with anything, there's always a small window of opportunity, and when all the pieces come together, if we didn't have $100,000 in reserves that we had set aside specifically for this project, it would be a completely different scenario. Then we would be scrounging for try to find $100,000.
So Roger, did he make it sound like that he would leave his grant amount in place while we applied again for the balance of the work, or that it would just be gone then?
Just be gone.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I think where Mike's leaning is first of all, we should try not to all say no to any grant, especially municipality seems to be on a little bit of a roll, at least with the 150 committee, everything they're applying for, and I think there's one maybe looking at for something else through REC, and everything just seems to be on a roll of yes for McKellar right now. I hate to all of a sudden throw a no out there in case it has some ripple effect. So I kind of like what Mike's saying about, we do have reserves there. Can we all draw on that budget to draw on that reserves this year and get the project on the go and just hopefully whatever it costs to do the... Now, you say windows was included or it wasn't in our original application?
It's
was
in
included,
the...
Yeah.
It is in the original application. So like you say, it could end up being 70 to 100,000 kind of thing to accomplish the rest of the work. And if we do have the 108,000 there in reserve, you can confirm that too, Rojan?
That's
what
the reserve is of now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would be in favor of, we've been delaying this. We delayed this way back in time at one point. I think we were short $2,000 to give the go ahead on this project. And because McKellar never goes in debt, we said, no, we'll have to put it off. Over the sake of $2,000 back when it was $50,000 to do the whole project. So I don't think I want to make the same mistake again by deferring it, because things are getting no better as far as getting work done by anybody. It's getting ridiculous. So I like the idea of us amending the budget, whatever it takes, and putting this $100,000 into our budget out of reserves and continue with the project. That's how I feel on it.
How much was the St. Stephen's reserve? I know you mentioned it, but I didn't write it down.
So it is in our current budget on the last page. And so we have historical committee reserve, which is $16,000. And we have the historical committee reserve for St. Stephen's, which is $17,000. And this is, and then the 74,000 cultural,
right,
which was for specifically would be setting aside for St. Stephen's and Hemlock Church. And this, we have $108,225 currently in reserve That's with already taking out, I think it was 65,000 to do the work on Hemlock this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this makes perfect sense to me. I mean, and again, I know, again, just anecdotally from neighbors and things, that we have constantly deferred this, delayed it, whatever word you want me to use. And it seems to me that we're never going to get a better situation than what we've got now. And if we just keep postponing this, the cost will continue to increase faster than we can save for it, reserve for it, or whatever. I have no objection whatsoever to going ahead and doing this, right? We have money, we have ample money to do this, right? So.
Okay, she's making an amendment here.
An amendment to propose that we do award the contract at this time?
I haven't read it yet, but I assume that's where she's going.
Okay. I just wondered if you wanted me to say some words, but if you don't...
No, we don't want you to amend.
Okay.
We've been there.
That's okay. I don't need to spend time on it either, so... Just out of curiosity, if we didn't spend our reserves on this, would we maintain a reserve budget for St. Stephen's and Hemlock? I mean, is that a normal practice? I mean, just because? I mean, because there would be undoubtedly future things that might need to be repaired or whatever. I mean, I'm just asking a question. I'm not making a statement. I really legitimately don't know and don't understand.
Totally up to the council.
Yeah.
I think as we've heard before, don't do this at this point, there may not be anything to keep in reserve, and there may not be a building. So we have to make sure that the foundation is done.
Yeah, okay. I have been there, and I've been inside the church, actually. It's, yeah, it's a little scary to go in. I look in the door and think, yeah, am I going to get killed by falling timbers? But
I think it is important,
yeah.
Not only for people in Broadbent, but I think for everybody to consider future use of the building and
sure.
What will happen. I'm always amazed at what they do in other countries, England in particular. We have the history, of course, you can go back hundreds of years, thousands in some cases. We can't even keep a building for 100 years.
Do we know how old it is? Anybody know?
I think the year's right on it. It's
1880s.
Yeah, a lot happened around here in the 1880s. That's when it all... Everybody ran up the rivers and started cutting trees and falling in the water.
Lots of broadbents in the cemetery there for sure, right? I mean, that's my...
yeah, there's broadbents in there. And
a whole bunch of broadbents.
Bartlett's and all the old cellars, the miscellaneous grave sites. That stories are that there were loggers killed at the High Falls and Broadbent, and that was where... Basically, their bodies would wash out.
And there's several families with a bunch of children that died in short order, so you figured that it had to be something like, a disease that went around. But
yeah, it'd be similar. I don't know if it was a Spanish flu, but it'd be something like
yeah.
that. My mom used to talk about a bit about certain illnesses that went through. I think because there's a graveyard up in Inholmes, up in Ford's Road,
yeah.
where I think a family.
Oh, that is too. I've been there too.
Yeah, that's neat, eh?
It's kind of a hobby of mine to go around and look and see what you can determine by reading the. Gravestones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so the amendment is that we delete the RFP not be awarded this time and add the township does hereby accept the proposal from JT Masons in the amount of $150,000 plus HST of $19,500 for a total cost of $166,500.
69.
Yeah,
69,500. $9,500 is what I'm reading.
69.
Oh, 69, okay, what did I say? $69,500. So we'll call a question on.
One. Oh, yeah, okay.
On the amendments, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. So then I'll call a question on the consolidated bylaw now.
I just wanted to make one more point.
Okay.
Just before, just it's very.
Another amendment?
It's no amendment. Just that I do believe we received the HSD back. So you know, so that's another.
19,500.
19,500.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Call the question then on the resolution as amended. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried.
Thank you for all that info, Mike. That was very
yeah,
helpful.
Good, Mike. Thanks.
Hopefully, I'm right. I'll wipe my eyes.
It's my eyes, too.
Still awake?
And resolution 23-322, moved by Councilor Ryan, second Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation Township of McCullers hereby receive report FD-2023-09, month end status updates for March and April 2023 from the Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? We assume none opposed? Not sure what did.
Does that have to be included in that last motion about the reserve?
Where it comes from?
Yeah.
I guess that's up to the treasurer. I'm not sure if it would have to be in there.
Yeah, do we have to make a motion to amend the budget?
Well, we haven't done that
we
yet.
Haven't got to the budget,
oh.
But if we only do first and second reading, we
right.
can amend the budget for the third reading.
Yeah, so that could be done for the third reading, I think.
But what's the direction now to move the 100,000 from the reserve to the, because I'm just looking for the direction from the council.
Yeah, to move it, right?
Do we need a motion or is it verbal direction? Good, for the proposed third reading.
Okay, while you go back to that, we've got a motion on the table. I'll call for the question on this one. Receiving the fire department report, all those in favor. None opposed, carried. And then we can get another resolution, some direction to Roshan on that.
May I ask a question, Mike? I mean, do we actually need to remove the reserves until such time that we know for sure we need to spend it? I mean, otherwise I calculate a shortfall of whatever, $8,000 approximately. So the reserves are there if the expenses are greater than what we told NOHFC, is that?
I think it's a good idea to move the reserves now, and then at the end of the year, if what's not used, it can go back into reserve.
Okay.
Just because I don't believe that we will receive the NOHFC funding up front,
no.
But it will come
okay.
during the course of
okay.
the project, so we will have to pay out some costs prior to the completion of the project, and we need that cash on hand.
So the motion would be to remove it from reserves and put it in the operating budget? Is that
yeah.
accurate? Yeah? Okay.
Do I have
that's
to
what
list specific
then.
Reserves?
I think you'll have to because
okay.
there's three different reserves.
Okay. To me.
I think we need to indicate the amounts that are being transferred out of those reserves. Like in the resolution, so it's specific, but
sure. The intention is still to move 100,000 though, like.
I think. Do we want to do this once, or do we want to do it more than once? When at the end of the year, whatever is not utilized will go back into reserve when we pass a resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to take the full amount then, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Nobody will spend it foolishly. Hopefully.
Spend it on wine, women, and song.
Bridge work.
It's recorded.
Maybe we can designate Hurtville Bridge as a historic monument and we can put you some of that.
It is.
I'm not serious about using those reserves for that. So.
But we can be.
And then somebody will wreck another one of our bridges. How many others we got left? Two or three?
Used bridges, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 that will be worked within the next 10 years.
Well, they're not in the front of the asset management plan anyway. They may be later in the document.
Yeah,
10
years.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
It's a lot of money.
That's
well, that's a bar law saying we don't have any more bridges.
Okay.
Moved by Councilor Keckin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby direct the Treasurer to transfer from the Historic Committee Reserve the Historical Committee St. Stephen's Reserve and the Cultural Reserve the following amounts respectively: $16,006.10, $17,469.50, and $74,750 to the proposed capital budget. That's sitting in isolation. Should it say for the work being done at St. Stephen's? Or
okay.
Or the tender being left, or whatever you however you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hold, Eric. And resolution 23-324, moved by Councilor Kekinen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar has hereby received the Prairie Sound Area Community Business and Development Center's contribution request for 2023 in the amount of $500. Should say that we are actually allocating the $500. It just said we're receiving the request in the amount of $500. Are we giving the $500 or not, I guess is the question we have, that because we're doing budget right now. So.
To say that we didn't give them a donation in 2022, whatever they have in their document here, it shows that last year we didn't give them $500.
No.
Water under the bridge now, which is curious. So, okay.
And resolution 23-325, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the Near North District School Board letter dated April 14, 2023, addressed to Mayor Jamie McGarvey in response to the Town of Prairie Sound resolution regarding the Prairie Sound Mega School. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-326, moved by Councilor Kekinen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the Prairie Sound District Administration Board CAO report for April 2023 for information purposes. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor, none opposed, carried. Yeah. Resolution 23-327, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the request from the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee replace existing invasive species signage with new signs and further authorize the committee to replace existing invasive species signs with new signage. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-328, moved by Councilor Kekinen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby rescind resolution number 23-286. And further be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received the deputation from Jennifer Gent Fuller, Chair of the Lake Stewardship Environmental Committee on April 18, 2023. And further that the Council authorizes the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee to organize the placement of a waste collection bin in cooperation with the Township at the transfer station for the annual cleanup of our lakes campaign from May 1st, 2023 to blank, in coordination with the Director of Operations. The date from May 1st to, it was a month before, so.
Well, I don't know where this month came from, but I thought it was always just weekend. But I think it shouldn't go any further than the long weekend. So I think it should be just perhaps the 11th or whatever that weekend. Well, Mother's Day long weekend, or Mother's Day weekend, I wouldn't go any further than that because the long weekend is going to be busy. We just don't have the room.
Sunday's the 14th, is it, or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 14th is Mother's Day, so.
Yeah, so.
May 1st to May
14th.
14th.
So the 15th, we'll pick it up.
J. Jennifer seemed very sure that it was there for a month, and, you know, give or take a day or two, I'm not arguing that, but you're sure that it wasn't?
Maybe it was left there and unintentionally, but when it gets, I mean, we'll just leave it there till then. It shouldn't go past the long weekend. We'll just know where.
You're not counting Mother's Day as a long weekend. You're talking Mother May 2-4, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I don't know what date that is either. So
then the weekend after.
So it's May 1st to the 14th. Thank you.
Victoria Day is Monday the 22nd.
Jennifer, again, we'll open up her hand for the Zoom.
Okay. Question?
Yeah, I just can't hear the discussion because people aren't speaking into the microphones. I'm hoping that the bin can stay at the transfer station for the month of May. I think it worked out well last year. It wasn't quite full by the end of the month. And I checked on it every week, and it was going well. So I think it would be great to leave it there till the May 28th, I think is the Monday.
Okay.
That was the day that it came out last year. It came out May the 28th.
Okay, and based on what we're hearing from the Director of Operations, he's suggesting May 1st to May the 14th.
Well, I think you'll miss a lot of people. A lot of people may not be up before then and not see what's at their shoreline. That's my opinion.
She has a point.
It's not as if
she has a point.
It's not as if people are not going to be dropping off stuff that they pick up on the side of the road or from their shoreline if the bin isn't there. They'll just throw it in with their regular garbage. Like, so if we're paying for it either way, it doesn't matter if we're paying for it, you know, that it goes in that bin or if it goes into another bin. Is that our bin or?
Yes.
Yes, we're, so, yeah, so it's not costing
we're
anything.
Doing it for about $75 so far.
Right, just for
moving
around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
sorry, I couldn't hear, was that $75?
Yeah, yes.
Sorry.
So the question is, May 1st to, what are we changing now? Greg, you suggest the date, you have the calendar again?
If she wants to, with the, taking me into the full account of the long weekend, so it's just, we're running out of room out there right now. Maybe next year we could have a better spot for it. But
I can't understand why you just don't take the banner and then put it somewhere else, indicating that, you know, you can still pick up stuff from the shorelines and from the sides of the roads and deposit it in one of the, where people normally deposit stuff they pick up from the side of the roads.
You can.
It gets a little congested with that extra bin there, especially people starting to bring in brush and they need the room to maneuver, and our transfer station attendant trying to keep an eye on everything.
So Jennifer, how does that sound? Do we use a bin that's already there and just move the banner over?
Is there any cost to bringing in large items? Some of the items were quite big last year, huge pieces of styrofoam and that kind of thing.
Styrofoam, no, it's just, so the normal rules apply, so no Freon appliances. But other than that, and no shingles, you know, no building material. So this bin now, it crosses that line because it's waste out of the lakes.
I know of two situations near me where there's a 45-gallon drum that's sitting on one on the
that's
edge.
Steel,
of the
so we can.
No, they're plastic out. Actually. Well, or they're not steel anyway. I know that. So.
Let's just
so
go.
One of the items that I brought in a few years ago was a canoe that had been almost sliced in half. So would there, take that as an example, would there be any charge for bringing that in?
That doesn't even, it's not even on or acceptable for transfer station items.
But surely, just as a principle, we would like that to be removed, you know, from where it's just sitting as garbage and
so
I don't know.
Leaving the bin there, I guess.
Well, it can go in with
microphones, so everybody can.
So it can go in with the furniture then, if the banner gets moved. just you have to look at, we can sit here and we're not seeing how busy it is there on the weekends coming up, but the transfer station attendant is trying to coordinate these vehicles coming in with trailers, trying to back up with a lot of other vehicles coming in at the same time and an extra bin sitting there blocking, restricting movement of traffic right in that location.
I mean, and perhaps it's useful just to have the sign to show that we'll still take it. I mean, because obviously it would have to be directed, depending on what it is, to the appropriate bin, the normal bins that are there. I mean, that's kind of what I take. Is there a concern that people would be bringing in commercial materials that they're trying to disguise as stuff from the cleanup of the lakes and roads?
Some of it is.
Yeah.
Some of it is. But some of that stuff, you know, what happens? What if there's a boat that comes in, Mike? We don't accept
we don't, those go to McDougal normally.
But
so
this is the cleanup lake bin.
Right.
So we would put it in that bin. That's the problem there.
The
roadside could be, could entail, it potentially could be air conditioners, water coolers, and they all have Freon. So are we doing that too?
I think you have to have a cutoff of what's acceptable and what's not. Is someone going to say, "Well, I got a boat I want to get rid of. I'll say it was along the shoreline."
Mm.
That will we need to deal with that separately. You know, if this has been going on for a few years and there is no boats yet brought in, like full fiberglass boats,
just
one little canoe that was squished up on the shoreline there.
But it sounded like our regular bins with a sign there. That's what I'm hearing.
It's just, it's getting so busy, you know, as the last, because of COVID and whatever's went on the last few years, it hasn't been as busy. Now, I think in the first years, we had the bins throughout the whole township. I mean, those sites, remember that? I think we should stick with the 14th. Put the banner on the household, and they can still dump in there, and it'll be the normal rules. Everything else will be taken to the. So they have till the 14th to get their half canoes and half boats in.
And if there is something of that is out of the ordinary, then some because. I don't know if there would be the opportunity. We've had this in the past where a citizen has come to council with something that was out of the ordinary. People were dumping furniture on their property. So they wanted to clean it up. And so they got a sort of an exemption from the council. So something that's going to be so out of the ordinary that the bin has to be there is something that council could address on a separately.
So we'll just stick with the 14th. That way it's out of there before the long weekend. And then if you still want to go ahead, the banner on the household, we can do that to help clean up some of the roads. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we keep the banner there and the bin until the 14th and then move the banner over to the regular bins.
Yeah.
So you want the banner in front of the household garbage, is that where you want it?
After the 14th, yes.
After the 14th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, call the question then. All those in favor? And opposed? Carried. Thank you, Jennifer, for sticking with us and for your comments.
Okay, thanks.
And Resolution 23-329, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the draft letter of understanding between the Township of McKellar and the Municipality of Magnetowan regarding mutual aid. And further, the Council authorizes the Mayor and the Clerk Administrator to sign the document and forward to the Municipality of Magnetowan for signing. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Will a copy be provided to the fire chief?
Mm-hmm.
Automatically? Okay. I assume this much.
I think Maybe Carl can speak to the fire chief's been involved in this.
Yes, both McKellar and McDonald's fire chiefs have been involved in this process.
And this was added to the agenda at the beginning, the first resolution, resolution 23-330, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Keckin. Whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has applied for a grant from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, to aid in the construction of a baseball diamond at the community center complex behind the arena. And whereas further information dated March 20th, 2023 is feedback related to the NOHFC project file number 7500146. One of the requirements for the grant to be considered is a resolution from Council supporting the project financially. And whereas the Council of the Township of McKellar deems it appropriate to proceed with this worthwhile project as a budgeted item, allocating $215,000 in the 2023 approved capital budget. Now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby agreed to financially support this renovation project moving forward in a timely manner. And further be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby assure the NOHFC that the Township of McKellar will aid in the funding of this construction project and will cover legitimate cost overruns beyond those costs funded by the NOHFC grant that might occur as a result of the completion of this project. Discussion? Councilor Keckin?
So what is the municipal portion? So the amount that's mentioned here, $215,000?
Right.
So that is the amount of funding that the full amount of funding that the NOHFC is providing?
No, it's normally, as we have seen in the St. Stephen Church, they can provide up to the 90% or maximum $200,000. Maximum $200,000 limit of that 90% they can give. So our project is, estimated cost is $215,000. So they can give a maximum $190,000. They haven't approved yet. They just want the St. Stephen, they want the all the required documents before they can approve the project. So, again, it's up to the 90% of the project, and maximum they can go up to the $20,000.
So we've transferred currently $25,000 out of reserves.
Cultural reserves, probably.
No, we haven't transferred anything.
So where would we be transferring the $25,000 from?
$25,000 will be coming from the our taxes.
It wasn't in a reserve.
Oh, okay, so that was tax revenue.
Yeah.
From tax. So they are looking for a commitment to cost overruns over the $250,000.
Just like any other previous, the resolution, they want to know, they will, township will cover the all the costs, goes beyond whatever expected cost is.
So where would we be transferring or generating that revenue from?
Mm-hmm. Again, that's the discussion we had at the first meeting or second that to apply for the grant, we need the resolution and we need to put in the budget item, and if the cost goes over that whatever we budgeted, then maybe we will not do the project.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? On to bylaw then. We have resolution 23-331, moved by Councilor Ryan, seconded by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2023-35, being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2023, yearly budget, the first and second reading. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? Not opposed, carried. public notices, announcements, inquiries, and reports by council members. Any committees you want to refer to? Councilor Haskin?
Quickly, a couple of projects we're working on. Still working on getting swimming lessons into the township. Carly's been talking with our swimming instructor. We're getting that organized. And the ball program, we're actually having sign-ups this coming Thursday here at the community center. So we've been working on that project. And for the 150, the firefighter appreciation on last Saturday night was a big success, and I'm sure appreciated. So, yeah, some quick brief reports there.
Okay. Councilor Zulak?
Just a couple. The District Perry Sound Municipal Association meeting. I don't know if council knows yet, but Carly is now going to be the new deputy treasurer there for that, for the municipal association. And
congratulations.
And also, the May the 5th, the on Friday, there's going to be roast beef. I knew you wanted
to. That's the reason
we're going. I know you wanted to know that, Marty. So there's going to be roast beef and assortment of cheesecakes. And they have the new agendas out here for anybody that's interested in it. And also, a library board meeting last month. And there's now a new reciprocal borrowing agreement between McKellar and Whitestone Public Library, and they've agreed to provide reciprocal borrowing privileges for the residents of McKellar and Whitestone effective June the 1st. And they'll renew this annually, every year, annually, renew it annually. And also, the library's in need of three people to join the library board, if you know of anybody. The library is working towards purchasing equipment to transfer VHS to DVDs that would be available for patrons. And then there was a conversation around the door into the library. Roshan's gone. they would like to have an accessible door when they do the renovations next year. And they're too late for their LEAF grant, but I guess they were speaking with Roshan, and he was saying next year, you know, when the township applies for accessible grant for the washroom or that, may be able to include that door going into the library. So,
does that mean a door that would be open from a switch, like a panel outside?
Yeah.
What about the entrance doors in there? Are they,
yeah, they
accessible?
Are. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
But that's another thing too, the button at the front door, they usually cover it with either the broom, or in the winter the snow shovel is covered, and nobody knows that the button is there.
Including me, obviously. So
yeah,
so.
Because actually we had, Patrick Christie came to a board meeting, and he was outside quite, council meeting, he was outside for a while because he couldn't figure out how to, how.
Again,
that's
just
it.
A little tiny button on the outside.
Yeah.
Really?
And the shovel was in front of it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Now, was there some question about the post office? That it's not working all the time?
Yeah, and the post office, the accessible door, I had asked, they were saying that it doesn't work all the time, and I had asked downstairs to the post office, and she had said that it wasn't working and that they had someone come in and repair it. And now it seems to be working okay, but sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. And then there was also another question from the library board wondering about the washrooms downstairs at the post office. Are they ever going to be opened again to the public?
They were closed.
Good question. I wasn't aware that they were closed to the public.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Closed because of COVID?
No.
No?
We had them closed. Sorry. We had the washrooms closed downstairs because we had vandalism going on and had to keep calling the plumbers to come out and pump everything out, had floods, and so that's why at that time we locked the doors. Hopefully we
so
get unlocked
they,
them.
Yeah, so will they be open now?
Yeah, we should be able to get a hold of Chris and have them open.
Okay.
One thing I just wanted to mention, when you were talking about getting accessible doors, by January 1st, 2025, we have to be AODA
compliant. And I was checking into the...
Like for all doors, like even
for
these ones?
For everything.
Washrooms?
Everything. Washrooms, doors, ramps, railings, everything. We have to be compliant. I was checking into that. And we can be fined. Not that we will be, but we can be fined up to $50,000 per day per infraction. So we've got a year and a half to...
That's all municipal buildings?
Mm-hmm. That's all buildings everywhere.
But I mean,
but they're not open to the public?
No.
So I'm thinking of with the Public Works grant.
No, the Public Works garage does not.
Okay.
The washrooms at the rink have to be.
Yeah.
The youth room washrooms have to be.
I think they are already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The doors, all the doors are going to have the accessibility.
But it would not include internal doors like the two right behind you. At least I don't assume. I mean, there's not.
No.
They're not public doors.
No,
anyway,
they're not
so.
Public doors.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That would be a considerable cost, though, I mean, to do that, right?
Yeah, well, it's like anything else they put in. Businesses are supposed to be accessible too, and a lot of them still aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they set deadlines, but
mm-hmm.
so we'll have to see what comes down. Okay, anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, consent agenda. We have now. There's one in particular there. I thought maybe, and I know it's time, but should read out. It was a good one from Harry Bell.
Yes.
I think that should be read aloud. You up for it?
Sure.
I could do it.
Okay. So this is from Barry Bell from Bell Transportation. And it says, "Hello, I just wanted to pass on an official thank you to the Roads Department and by extension the municipality for the level of standard that was upheld this year for the winter maintenance of our roads. I realize my industry has become the butt of many jokes for the amount of cancellations that seem to occur during these winter months, and although there are a litany of justifications for them, I won't go into it here. I want to make sure that in your eyes and those of council, the level of service afforded our area's roads was never a cause for a cancellation. In talking with other operators in other regions, it is readily apparent that we all benefit from a competent and dedicated road crew. There were other areas within the board that did in fact have to have bus service canceled because of the condition of their roads and lack of proper or timely maintenance. I consider myself very fortunate to not count myself a member of that unfortunate group. I do not take that luxury for granted, and I sincerely appreciate their efforts and wish to thank them for such, as well as council's commitment to supporting them in those endeavors. With humble gratitude, thank you all. In relentless pursuit, Barry Bell, Bell Transportation."
Good. Thank you. Very good. Didn't get right until that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Resolution 23-332, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation and the Township of McKellar hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-333, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation. Oh, sorry, I should do this one. Any questions or comment period? Still have some on Zoom who might have a question related to items on the agenda. Hearing none. Resolution 23-333, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, hereby give bylaw number 2023-36, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed an open Council the second day of May 2023. All in question? All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Moore, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller adjourns meeting at 10:49.